Recently, the Ford government announced that Ontario would build a small modular reactor, SMR, at the site of the Darlington Nuclear Power Reactor in Bowmanville. Immediately, alarm bells began to sound. First of all, this seems to be a contract with no competitive price quotes, definitely at odds with the PC, for the people, promise of greater accountability, transparency and fiscal responsibility. But leave that aside for the moment. The word small might almost be perceived as cuddly, but that would be quite wrong in this case. This small reactor is around 30% the typical size for a nuclear reactor and 40% the size of several Ontario CANDU units. Its 300 megawatts output is definitely not small, and that matters, too. Modular makes it sound as if you could assemble the device from off-the-shelf modules. That's simply not possible for a design, which now exists only in blueprint form. Instead of a well-tested electricity generator, Ontario would be building one of the first example of this GE Hitachi design. We did this before, with our CANDU fleet of reactors. These provide Ontario with almost 60% of our electricity. All of them took longer to build and cost far more than expected. After many rebuilds and retubing exercises, they are now reliable, but it took 3 decades and pots of money to get there. Are the people of Ontario clamoring to do it all again? I believe Ontarians want good, value for money, performance guarantees, particularly with respect to the future cost of electricity. I would love to know what's in the contract with GE Hitachi. And why do we, the taxpayers, not know what we are signing up to build and how much its power output will cost? When first proposed decades ago, SMRs were meant for niche markets. They were originally intended for communities and industries too remote to justify connecting to the electricity grid. Specifically, they would replace the diesel generators, which now supply Arctic and subarctic towns, mining and petroleum extraction operations, etc. Depending on the cost of shipping diesel fuel, electricity from these generators could be very expensive. Nunavut 60 cents to $1.10 per kWh, Alaska 30 cents US to $1.10 US per kilowatt hour, Siberia 50 cents US to $1.50 US per kilowatt hour. A small nuclear power plant would only need refueling every decade or so, simplifying supply issues and reducing costs. As initially conceived, SMRs were designed to be shipped as sealed, pre-fueled units. On arrival, they only needed to be connected to plumbing and the local microgrid. Every decade or so, the old unit would be replaced and shipped back to the factory where it could be refueled and refurbished if necessary. A plug-and-play operation. Most of the world's SMRs are in naval ships and submarines, plus 9 Russian icebreakers. Very few SMRs are in operation in Russia's Arctic. Planned decades ago, the fact that so few have been built, mostly military naval ships, is not a ringing endorsement for the concept's economics. One frequently cited complaint is the large amount of low-enriched uranium, which must be packed into such sealed units to fuel them for a decade. Some worry terrorists might try to steal the fuel, particularly since security would be poor in remote communities. However, a neat feature of nuclear reactors is that after an hour or two of operation, their inner workings become so radioactive that nobody can touch these without serious protective clothing. Refueling would be carried out by remote control. Opening up the welded casing would expose any would-be thief to deadly radiation, making them self-policing and safe from terrorists. A key to economic operation is the ability to warm a community with waste heat. Far north settlements need heat 10 months a year. The diesel generators currently used also heat their Arctic communities. Heat is supplied by circulating a fluid like radiator antifreeze. It is worth understanding that the farther this fluid is pumped, the more of its heat is lost. In practice, an SMR can distribute heat within a radius of about 2 kilometers. Beyond that, costs rise and efficiency suffers. Siting such a unit at Darlington puts it around 5 kilometers from Oshawa, where its abundant waste heat might be used. That's a long way to move heat without serious loss. Moreover, the north shore of Lake Ontario only needs heat a few months a year. An SMR at that site cannot hope to make much money from waste heat. SMRs are nuclear reactors creating highly radioactive wastes. All countries with nuclear power plants wrestle with this problem. Spent fuel rods remain dangerously radioactive for more than 100,000 years. We cannot imagine what our world will look like 100,000 years from now. Looking back, Homo sapiens, modern humans, were just arriving in Europe then. That's 20 times longer than the entire span of recorded human history. We don't know how to make containers capable of storing radioactive waste that long. We could dissolve the wastes in molten glass, but exposed to water on such a longtime scale, glass actually dissolves. Of course, we would tunnel into dry rock, but could we guarantee it would remain dry for 100,000 years? If we did bury radioactive waste, how could we communicate the hazard to future generations? The English of just 1,000 years ago is almost unintelligible. Even Hebrew, probably the oldest language still in use, dates back just 5,000 years. But back to economics. 2 decades ago, Pricewaterhouse estimated the output of a proposed Florida nuclear plant to cost 25 cents per kilowatt hour, plus transmission, distribution and taxes. For comparison, electricity costs me 18 cents per kilowatt hour inclusive of transmission and distribution, 10 cents per kilowatt hour, and GST, 13%. Remember, Ontarians believe we pay too much. It has been suggested, although I am not sure how this was determined, that the proposed SMR would make electricity at 16 cents per kilowatt hour. Adding the costs I now pay would give us electricity at 29 cents kWh. Sound appealing? Meanwhile, our wind turbines produce power at 12 cents per kilowatt hour or less, delivered to us for 25 cents per kilowatt hour. But Quebec sells hydroelectricity to New England for 4 cents per kilowatt hour. If we could buy it at that price, it would come to 16 cents per kilowatt hour, including tax and distribution. But that's close to what we pay for power now. We do pay 4 cents per kilowatt hour for power from our existing nuclear plants. But, that's because former Premier Mike Harris took the immense debt, $38 billion, which the old Ontario Hydro carried and transferred it to the province of Ontario's books. Largely borrowed to build the CANDU fleet. Relieved of debt, the nukes could compete with other generators and undercut wind turbines, which enjoy no such advantage. Imagine how you would feel if a rich uncle took over your mortgage. Of course, that debt hasn't disappeared. At the time, it roughly doubled Ontario's total debt, and taxpayers were on the hook, but it made the price of electricity look better. Do you prefer to pay for electricity on your utility bill or your tax bill? The bottom line, I cannot guess what GE Hitachi promised Premier Ford regarding the price of electricity from their SMRs. I also cannot guess what it might cost to build transmission lines to bring Quebec's 4 cents per kilowatt hour power to Ontario in sufficient quantity to replace our nuclear electricity and to charge the electric cars we will have on our roads in 2 decades, plus the heat pumps we are meant to use to heat our homes. I would like to think that Premier Ford has taken the trouble to cost these and other options, compared nuclear, or more wind and hydroelectricity from Quebec and Manitoba, and has chosen wisely. Before we give him our votes in 6 months, shouldn't we ask him what GE Hitachi's SMR, likely their first, electricity will cost us? Shouldn't we also ask what guarantee he has that GE Hitachi will be responsible for cost overruns and construction delays? At age 79, I will probably never buy an electron from this new SMR. But most of you reading this could be buying this power. Wouldn't you like to know what it will cost? Don't you have the right to know? Or will you simply accept government's reluctance to reveal what has been contracted with GE Hitachi? I can honestly say that it will not affect me. Can you? Peter Burston is a self-proclaimed recovering scientist, who has a passion for all things based in science and the environment. The now-retired former university academic has taught and carried out research at universities in Africa, Britain and Canada. As a member of Barry Today's Community Advisory Board, he also writes a semi-regular column.